listener production.
I'm Katie Williams. It's a new week full of opportunities. So, how are you spending it? This is your weekly Better For It advice, where I give you three tips for solving a health question we're all asking. This episode is how to include more prebiotics in your diet. Okay, first things first. What's the difference between pre and probiotics? A prebiotic is a different type of dietary fiber that feeds bacteria in your gut. This dietary fiber comes from food. Probiotics, on the other hand, are a bacteria themselves that you usually get in a tablet or something like a Yakult. The average healthy person doesn't need to take probiotics unless they've been prescribed. But eating a diet high in prebiotics is a great way to increase the good bacteria in your gut, which keep us feeling healthy. So if you're eating a diet high in healthy fruit and vegetables, you're probably already eating prebiotics without even realizing it. But a few small changes can make sure you're covering all your bases. So if you want to get more prebiotics into your diet, here are three things you can try. Tip one, fruit and veggies. It's probably not surprising that fruit and vegetables are high in prebiotics, but some are higher in prebiotics than others. If you want to eat a diverse range of prebiotics, try garlic, onion, leeks, asparagus, beetroot, green peas, and snow peas. Try adding these into your meals that you're already making, like soups, casseroles, or curries. Fruits that are high in prebiotics include nectarines, white peaches, watermelon, grapefruit, and pomegranate. Try reaching for these foods as snacks or adding them on top of meals like oats or a smoothie bowl. Tip two, legumes and nuts. If you want to add more prebiotics into your diet, the best legumes to eat are chickpeas, lentils, red kidney beans, baked beans, and soybeans. If you don't eat a lot of these foods already, try adding them into other meals like a salad or a nourish bowl. Cashews and pistachios are also very high in prebiotics. Try adding these on top of other meals like muesli or your oats. Tip three, breads and cereals. You're probably eating breads and cereals already, but you can easily switch these up to try and add more prebiotics into your diet. Choose rye bread or wheat bread over white bread. Choose oats over breakfast cereals and couscous over white rice. If you want to start eating more prebiotics, you should be eating fruit and veggies, legumes and nuts, and breads and cereals. That's it for this Monday. I'll be back on Wednesday speaking with a leader in the health and fitness space about how they live a healthy life and how we can too. If you've got a question you want some advice on, send me a voice note on Instagram at Katie Williams. I'll chat to you soon.
Listener.